Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and it's another glorious day here in Croxley Green. So we're outside, and I hope the background noises aren't too distracting. Now, here's another edition of What We Are Reading, and it's Zeal Without Burnout again by Christopher Ashe. And we're on to a chapter called We Need Friends, But God Does Not. Sure, God's interested in relationship, but he doesn't need a friend in the same way that you and I need friends. He created us to be relational beings where we need one another. Isn't that right? In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, the Lord God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." So we need one another. We need people in our lives. We need deep friendships. Friendships like David and Jonathan, famously, in 1 Samuel 23. In verse 16, it says, "Saul's son, Jonathan, went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God." What a beautiful phrase. He helped him find strength in God. Who amongst us has not needed that special friend at a time of difficulty spiritually, when somebody helped us to find strength in God, helps us to carry on so that we're still around today? What an incredible privilege it is of the Christian life to have that kind of friendship available. But are we making the best use of it? If you're feeling a bit close to burnout, that you can't carry on, then look at the state of your friendships as much as anything else, and ask yourself, am I truly investing in relationships in the way that I need to? And of course, for those of us that are married, that includes our marriage. Are we investing there? As Christopher points out in his book, in 1 Corinthians 7, some people deprive each other for a while for the purpose of prayer, of sexual intimacy, but that's not meant to be sustained for too long. Sometimes a lack of sexual intimacy has nothing to do with anything spiritual. Perhaps it points to something deeper in the quality of our relationship and our friendship, but also that we're getting a little burnt out in general in life. When we get burnt out, relationships suffer. Instead of letting them suffer, why not run to the best friendship you have and say, "Brother, sister, friend, I just need some time. Can we talk? Can we pray? Can we do some things together where I can just talk about how I'm feeling or how we're doing and the quality of our friendship?" Because God made us to have friends. We need them. It's sometimes hard to do this when we've been hurt. It's sometimes hard to do this when there's a bit of a revolving door in the church and people come and go. It's understandable, but still we can make a plan and we can have a deep conviction that we really need those friendships. I know that I can look back over my 30-odd years as a Christian and see people have made a significant difference to me at different times. I think of Douglas Jacoby as one person who was there at a difficult time in my life. I think of Charlie Hines in Dublin, who's been an incredible friend. I think of my wife more than anybody. And then there are other local friends where I live here in Croxley Green that just mean so much to me. And I know I can count on them. As much as I know I can count on them, it's also my responsibility to make sure that I encourage those friendships. So what do you do to make sure that your friendships are really of good quality and are in an ongoing way, not just waiting for a crisis, but actually investing in those friendships? What do you do that works for you? I'd love to know, and I'm sure others would. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message wherever you see or hear this recording. So please do that. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week, and God bless.